Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. 13 days until Election Day, voters across Pennsylvania are returning their mail-in ballots. In Bucks County, a lot of voters have been braving long lines, in many cases a couple hours, to fill out what are called on-demand mail-in ballots. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwert reports.
The line outside the Bucks County Government Services building wasn't too long, but once inside the building, it could take hours.
And it was my wife that wanted early voting and try to avoid the lines, and that was a bit of a mistake.
John Pachence from Doylestown was stepping out to feed his meter as his initial 2 hours were about to expire.
People in line are just joking and on their phones, and it's a relatively relaxed thing. There's no animosity or any problems in there. It seems very friendly.
Bucks County Commissioner Bob Harvey says it takes about 12 minutes for each applicant requesting an on-demand mail-in ballot, as the county elections office needs to verify the voter's eligibility, then print that voter's specific ballot. They also need to print the return envelope with a specific barcode to ensure each voter can only cast one ballot. The line outside had both Republicans and Democrats.
Both sides have been pushing for it now because they both want turnout, and it just seems practical.
It's decided literally on the spur of the moment. It's a beautiful day. I'll go and get it done.
I'm thrilled to be here to vote in person at 88, and I think it's great.
In Doylestown, Jim Melwert, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
A widespread sex trafficking ring that authorities say operated out of Northeast Philadelphia for more than a decade has been shut down. Pennsylvania's attorney general announced the arrest of several people, including the alleged ringleader. KYW's Justin Udo reports.
This case is about greed and control.
That's Pennsylvania Attorney General Michelle Henry, who says after a nearly three-year investigation, they arrested 52-year-old Terrence Jones, who they believe led a sex trafficking ring out of Oxford Circle since at least 2012.
Conduct in this case is disturbing. It is cruel and it is callous.
Henry says Jones preyed on women struggling with substance abuse issues and disguised his voice as a woman named Julia while on the phone with them to get them to join his organization that was advertised online as the Girlfriend Experience. She says Jones had drivers take the women to different sexual meetups.
In addition to the drivers raping the victims, Jones would force himself on women.
The investigation also led to the arrest of several drivers and more than a dozen sex buyers, and even Jones's daughter, Notoria.
She handled the financial matters, so the drivers would collect the money from the victims, and then the drivers would turn that money over to either Terrence Jones or his daughter.
Terrence Jones is charged with involuntary servitude and aggravated assault, among other charges. I'm Justin Udo, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Trains that don't show up and two deadly accidents in the last 3 months. Riverline riders voiced their concerns about safety and reliability at a meeting with New Jersey transit officials last night in Burlington County. KYW's Nina Barati reports from Palmyra.
Down the street from the Palmyra Riverline train station, neighbors packed the community center Tuesday night. The meeting comes after train operator Jessica Haley was killed and more than 20 people were hurt earlier this month when the train hit a tree that was on the tracks in Mansfield Township. And in August, officials say a 15-year-old boy named Matthew died after he was hit by a Riverline train in Palmyra. After a presentation from the transit company, some nearby residents took the mic during public comment and brought up safety around the tracks, especially for children like Fran from Riverton.
They need to be safe. They need to play in their town. We need more done.
Other complaints centered around the speeds of the trains, canceled or late trains, communication, and other issues outside the stops, like Charles from Riverton's comment.
We've got major signal problems at this end of the line. Gates come down when there's no trains, and then gates don't come down when there are trains.
Senator Troy Singleton hosted the event.
I think our friends from New Jersey Transit have some ideas of things they'd like to try and implement and change, and I want to afford them an opportunity to hear from the commuters, but also to lay out some of those designs.
According to a presentation made by New Jersey Transit, projects are coming or are already underway with $19 million in total to help with hiring more staff, installing fencing along tracks, and other improvements. Nina Barati, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
There's no rain in the forecast for the next week, but we are in desperate need of it. The last time we got any measurable rainfall was 24 days ago. Officials in New Jersey say the state is under a drought watch and residents are encouraged to conserve water as best they can. KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Daugherty has more on this.
Under a drought watch, water conservation measures are purely voluntary. State geologist Steve Domber says there are some pretty easy ways to reduce consumption without making major sacrifices.
You know, cutting your lawn higher to more root growth, and also to look for, use commercial car washes, not to use water, hose water on pavement around your yard and house.
He says turning off the water while brushing your teeth and taking shorter showers are two other ideas. Forest Fire Chief Bill Donnelly says without any substantial rain in October, conditions are ripe for fires.
We've taken some additional precautions based on the numbers that we work with. We've banned all open burning in the state of New Jersey, both recreational and agricultural.
And Donnelly says they've put out more than 100 fires in the last week alone. At the South Jersey Bureau, Mike Daugherty, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's The Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.